The first waves of anti-Jewish unrest swelled in March and April of 1920 in Jerusalem. More protests continued in May 1921 in Jaffa and Tel Aviv. More than 50 people were killed. Winston Churchill, then British Secretary of State for the colonies, investigated the incidents. In 1922, he published a white paper clarifying the British stance on Palestine. In July 1922, the League of Nations gave Britain a mandate to begin creating a Jewish national home. Between 1924 and 1928, more than 60,000 Jewish people arrived in Palestine. On August 20, 1929, protests erupted between Muslims and Jews over a dispute regarding access to the Western Wall in Jerusalem. 2 days later, rumors circulated about an imminent Jewish-led attack on the Al-Aqsa Mosque. There were then riots targeting Jews in the Old City of Jerusalem, which spread throughout Palestine. 67 Jews were killed in Hebron, among them women and children. As a result of additional massacres in Safed, 18 Jews died. During the week of riots, 133 Jews were killed by Arabs. A British report concluded the cause of the violence was, quote, the Arab feeling of animosity and hostility towards the Jews consequent upon the disappointment of their political and national aspirations and fear for their economic future.